Welcome into the Campbell Call Podcast. I'm Chris Hamlyer, and in this edition, we will hear from Campbell's new head women's basketball coach, Allie Jacks, as we have her remarks from the introductory press conference held last week. But first, as we wrap up the spring sports season here at Campbell, did you know Campbell has two alums on the PGA Tour this year, in Jesper Svensson and Pontus Nyholm? Over the weekend, Jesper captured his second top 10 finish of the season, with a ninth place finish at the Byron Nelson. Pontus has had a strong start to his first year on the PGA Tour, with three top 15 finishes. It will be fun to watch them play for the rest of the summer. Campbell Baseball completed their season with a runner-up finish at the CAA tournament over the weekend. What a year for second-year head coach Chris Marks and his team. Campbell won 41 games this season and captured the CAA South Division crown with an impressive 26-4 record in the conference. Our new women's basketball coach is a winner. Allie Jacks has nearly three decades of Division I coaching experience, including nine seasons as head coach at Siena College. Jacks comes to Buies Creek after spending the previous 2 years as the associate head coach at Rhode Island, where the Rams won a program record 28 games last year and qualified for the NCAA tournament. She has also had coaching stops at Northwestern, George Washington, Seton Hall, Dayton, Furman, Sacred Heart, and Rider. As a player, Jacks was a Division III national champion at NYU. Here she is earlier this week at her introductory press conference.
Wow. Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone who is here today and watching. This is a really, really special day for myself and for my husband, and my heart is just completely filled with gratitude. Dr. Downs, thank you so much for taking a chance on us and on me. I knew from the first time we had that conversation on a Zoom that your leadership and where you want our department and our university to go, I was on board 100%. And when we got off the phone right away, you know, I talked to Mark about it, and I was just praying and praying and praying that you'd give me an opportunity. So thank you so much, and thank you for your kind words. Thanks to Hannah. You've been unbelievable. I am so grateful to be working for a female athletic director. I can say that from the bottom of my heart. That's amazing. And that's nothing against the guys in the room, so don't take that personally. It's just tremendous. And having a woman in a leadership role and empowering other women is what I'm all about, and that's why I do what I do. So thank you for this opportunity. Melissa and Justin, thank you from the first phone call. I was so excited. You guys were amazing. You got the ball rolling. I didn't want to get off the phone, but we didn't have all that much time. But thank you for everything with this transition so far. And I'm going to be leaning on you guys a lot, and just really grateful. So I just want to tell you a little bit about me. I was raised in a Christian home with two great parents. My mom was a former teacher, and it was a non-negotiable that we were going to be great students. So nothing came before school and achieving in the classroom. My father, every single one of us, I've got three siblings, but we were all required to play team sports because it was really, really important for my parents to instill a teamwork mentality in everything that we do. My dad taught me, he's not with us anymore, but my dad's the reason I do everything that I do. He taught me that to love with what we call agape, which is you give everything you can of yourself and expect nothing in return. And if we give everything we possibly can, the joy is in the giving. It's not in expecting anything back. So I always lead with that kind of love. The joy is in the giving. I was raised with values. I was raised that hard work matters, that there's absolutely no quit in us. My dad used to say, like, if you got hurt or something along the way, you got a little bump or a bruise, like, just throw some dirt on it, you'll be okay, get up, keep going, no matter what, just keep going. Trainers, don't worry, that won't be our motto, but, you know, that's kind of the small town that I was raised in. We didn't have a stoplight. We played outside. We had fun. We put our phones down. And when I stepped on foot at campus here, it felt like home. when I drove to campus, it felt like home. And I'm just really, really grateful that we can call this our new home. To our current team, the we above the me, that's all you have to remember. It's the we above the me. When things get tough, we don't say why me, we say try me. We get through things together. We accomplish things together. I've spoken to each one of you on the phone, and I've loved our phone calls. I loved our team Zoom. I can't wait to dive in and get to know you each even better and help you reach your goals and empower you every single day to just get 1% better. If we get 1% better as a team every single day, there's nothing we can't accomplish. And I want to thank these three young ladies for being here today. It means so much. To our alumni, I recognize the tradition that Campbell University has in women's basketball. I recognize that. I'm embracing that. It's been established. We've been to an NCAA tournament before. We will maintain the standard, and we will work, this is my husband's joke, we will work to get over the hump and get back to the NCAA tournament every single day. We will work hard for our alumni. We will work hard for all those that left their blood, sweat, and tears on the court before us. We recognize those sacrifices. We're gonna embrace the success, and we're gonna push it further. The CAA is a very competitive conference. I'm very familiar with it from the Northeastern side. I've lived in the South. I've worked at Furman University before. I understand the footprint of this conference, and I want us to have the target on our back. That's the goal. We want to have the target on our back. We want to cut down nets. We want to win championships here. We're not going to do it at all costs. We're going to do it the right way with the right people, with a family atmosphere in the locker room. And I have tremendous respect for the coaches in this conference. We have some very strong coaches in the CAA, and I look forward to competing on the court against these coaches every single time we step out on the court. Our goal is always going to be to get to an NCAA tournament. I'm coming off of a really special season with a really special team at URI. It was a team that understood sacrifice. It was a team that didn't worry about their numbers. They just worried about getting better every single day. I had awesome people to work with every day. We had great support. And when you see where the path started and where we finished, one thing that was really, really constant with that was the community support. We were able to win a regular season championship on our court and cut down nets with our 3,000 fans, and they stayed. And I want us to have build on the support and all the people that are here today, all of the boosters, all of the fans. You're part of the family. We want you to travel with us. We want you to lift us up. We want to see you on the sidelines yelling at the ref so I don't have to. It's really important. The community that surrounds our program is vital to our success. And we're grateful for your support, and we want to step out every single day and make you proud. To the students at Campbell, we want you at our games. So we're going to be in the dining hall. We're going to be on campus. We're going to be visible. We want to engage the students here, and I want to know everybody by their first name. That's my goal. I want to get students to our games. I want to have a great college atmosphere. It's a small school that really, really cares about each other, and we're going to put something on the floor to make them proud and to be engaged. That's really important. College is supposed to be fun. I had a great college experience. I had a great college experience because I got to meet different people from all over the world and spend time with those people and build relationships and friendships with those people that have lasted my lifetime. And that's going to take me to my college coach, who is the wisest, Coach Quinn. Thank you for recruiting me. She is the wisest, smartest woman I've ever met, and she has been a lifelong mentor to me. That hasn't happened quickly. It's taken time. There were days that, you know, weren't the easiest. But Coach always worked hard to draw everything out of me that she possibly could. And she taught me as a woman that I can be empowered to achieve whatever goal I set out to achieve. And I want to build that type of relationship with our players. It's really important. I have a couple thank yous I have to make. Number one, to Lisa Sermignano and Kevin Lynch, thank you for being loyal. These are some people from Philly that, you know, Philly people are tough, but they're loyal. And these are really important people in my circle. So thank you very much for everything. Tony Mazzella, he's the head coach of Seton Hall. Thank you for convincing me I wasn't done and getting me back on the court. I took a year off and did some television work, and he convinced me that I needed to be back on the court, and coach, you were right, so thank you. Mark, you're the smartest coach I know. And I am so grateful to have a husband who supports me and allows me to be me, and to have your support and love every single day. You know, we're ride or die, and I'm just really, really grateful that you're in my corner, and I love you. So I have four really special nieces who are young. Some of them are preteen. Ava, Leona, Callie, Cece, and then I have a goddaughter, Gracie. You can do anything you want. They're athletes. They're gonna be down here at some point cheering, but to all the little girls out there in our community who think they might wanna try basketball someday, come watch a game, come to a practice, come to a camp, come to one of our clinics. We wanna be engaged with the community, and we want young girls in our area to love our Camels and support us and be at our games, but also engage with us. Come in the locker room after the game, meet the players. We're gonna have an open door policy for everybody anytime. You wanna come to a practice, our doors are open. We wanna be a big representation of not just our university, but our athletic department. We want young girls to see our players and all their hard work and embrace them. To the coaches in the room, thank you so much for taking the time to be here today. I'll just leave you with this. You know, it's been a really kind of big roundabout circle for me to be in this position. I don't take it lightly. I am so grateful for this opportunity. I can't wait to get on the court with our players and spend some time. I can't wait to get to a football game. I can't wait to get to a men's basketball game. I can't wait to go to a wrestling match. I don't have time to name all the sports, but we will be there in orange. Thank you so much, and roll Humps!